For most of those who were involved in the election, their week began here at Zurich Airport. The motley collection of businessmen, royalty, former players, and one or two former prisoners who make up the 209 voters came in the knowledge that they held the future of football's governing body in their hands. Hi there. Bauerlach Hotel?
Hotel Bauerlach.
Yeah. Tuesday, and the first twist of the week, as Prince Ali asks the Court of Arbitration for Sport to postpone the election. He's worried that some voters have been told to photograph their ballot paper to prove their election promise. I've come to the infamous Bauerlach Hotel, which is where the FIFA top brass stays. And it's infamous because the last time they had an election here, a number of FIFA executives were pulled out of bed by Swiss police early in the morning. That was the first stone of the landslide that eventually led to the resignation of Sepp Blatter and this election.
I'm the duty manager of the Bauerlach. You know that you do not have any rights to interview people or to do any photos or so on in the Bauerlach and on this private ground.
Right.
Please do not approach our guests during this week.
So I can't have a cup of tea here?
No, unfortunately not. We are booked to capacity. The tables are reserved for our guests.
That's not true, though, is it? You know that's not true.
We are playing a game, right?
I've been honest with you.
Yes,
why
please.
Can't you be honest with me?
We are not able to just serve a cup of tea. That's my last word. Okay?
Well, that went well. From the Bauerlach Hotel, I've come to downtown Zurich, and I'm standing outside a bar called Nelson's Pub, in which fans are watching Barcelona versus Arsenal and Bayern Munich versus Juventus in the Champions League. I'm going to walk into this pub now and ask some of these football fans just how interested they are in the FIFA election.
I'm a massive Arsenal supporter. Out of 10, I'd probably give myself an 8 or a 9.
And out of 10, in terms of your interest in the FIFA election?
Not much, because I think at the end of the day, really will anything change in that regard.
How many of the candidates in the election can you name?
Zero. I think there's probably a sheik from UAE, maybe, or something like that.
No, it's one Swiss guy. It's a guy from Saudi Arabia, and it's one from Africa, but that's it.
It's Wednesday afternoon and Sheikh Salman's campaign team have just turned up to the Renaissance Hotel. This is where the delegates from North and Central America and the Caribbean, known as CONCACAF, are staying. And CONCACAF, along with Africa, is seen as the region where votes are up for grabs, one of the key battlegrounds. And here is one of those voters from CONCACAF, Victor Montagliani from Canada. What do you make of Prince Ali's wish to suspend the election because he's unhappy about the integrity of the vote?
I think asking for a suspension might be a little over the top in light of 209 countries coming here. I mean, at the end of the day, it is a secret vote.
Hey, Mani. Jerome, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
Meanwhile, in the hotel where the African delegates are staying, the other candidates begin to arrive. First up, a tired-sounding Jerome Champagne.
What's your feeling?
I have no feeling. I lost having feeling a long time ago.
I've just received an email saying that Prince Ali's request of CAS to postpone the election has been rejected. So the election goes ahead on Friday.
Hi, it's good to see you.
No, it's good to see you. Long time no see, huh?
Yeah. No, they asked me if I wanted to do something now. The point is, I may be doing something tomorrow as a press conference.
Yeah. You don't even want to talk to your favourite Iranian journalist?
Yeah, I do, but maybe later.
Meanwhile, the suspensions of Kuwait and Indonesia from FIFA are upheld by the executive committee, meaning there'll be 207 voters on Friday, and two of Sheikh Salman's supporters are out of the voting.
Here's another email on a busy news day. Sepp Blatter and Michel Platini's bans have been upheld by FIFA's appeals committee.
Not that Blatter's ban has diminished him in the eyes of the president of the Football Federation of Guinea-Bissau, Manuel Nascimento.
My respect will continue intact for President Blatter, for what this gentleman did for football around the world and mostly in Africa. After Blatter, football will be very, very difficult in the near future. I think Swiss people, even they don't know the value of Blatter. If they know it, for sure they will not fall into this, I call it, state conspiracy.
If Sepp Blatter was standing in this election, would you vote for him?
Yes, of course.
And do you think he would win?
Of course he's going to win.
That doesn't say very much about the five candidates who are standing.
Yes, but nobody will win. Mr. Blatter is a legendary leader when you talk about football.
Do you think that any of the five candidates has those leadership qualities?
I'm afraid to say it, but I can say no.
It's early morning on Thursday and Zurich is under snow. Not quite the avalanche that we saw 9 months ago when several executive committee members were arrested. Nevertheless, today is decision day, when most of the voters will choose up sides. And the reason why Thursday is decision day more than Friday, the day of the actual election, is that all day most of the confederations have been meeting to discuss and meet the candidates one last time. This was the moment Sheikh Salman entered into the lobby of this hotel.
We'll have some time.
So the public discussions are over, and now it's time to turn attention to the private chats, the arm twisting, the cajoling, and the sweetening up. But the mood in Zurich this week has been one of secrecy, typified by this response from the president of the Football Association of Sierra Leone, Aisha Johansson, when I asked her who would get her vote.
It's supposed to be a secret ballot. You're not supposed to be asking that question. So let's try and keep a secret a secret.